What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to the Talking Points podcast from 24 Swish. With me today, we've got Abs and Aaron in the house. How's it going, fellas? You all good?
Very good. Good summer, you know, can't complain.
Summer, the NBA offseason is in full swing.
The drama is fantastic.
The drama is kicking off. We're going to get into all of that. But before we do, make sure you guys subscribe to the Talking Points podcast, whether on YouTube, hit that subscribe button. If you're listening via your favorite podcast streaming service, make sure you subscribe on there as well. Let's start off. It feels like, for me, since the season ended, the last time we were here, we were talking about the Raptors winning.
Yeah.
It feels like ever since then to now, it has been months. But it hasn't. It's just been a few
weeks. It feels like a lifetime ago.
Do you know what I mean? It seems like a distant memory of Toronto winning the championship. Obviously, they won the championship, and then the week later, we got into the NBA draft.
Yeah.
No surprise, Zion Williamson, number one pick.
Yep.
We all knew it was going to happen. Yep. They all knew it was going to happen. What stands out from the NBA draft for you of teams that did well, teams that did bad, or things that took you by surprise?
Nothing really was that shocking to me.
You see Bol Bol slipping all the way down.
That was shocking because he was expected to go quite high.
Mm. And then what? He grabbed him and then gave him more.
Then traded him away.
Yep.
I was kind
of
surprised.
With the Nuggets. Were you surprised by any of the trades that happened?
Yeah.
Which ones?
I'm trying to think who comes to mind first. But I can't think right now. Sucks.
Phoenix, they grabbed Cam Johnson, who was projected possibly in the second round.
Uh-huh.
They picked him in the lottery, which is Phoenix doing Phoenix things. we had Minnesota trading Dario Saric,
uh-huh.
And I think it was a future first to move up.
Okay.
So there was a flurry of moves, nothing
franchise crazy.
Changing.
Yeah.
Which players do you think, obviously outside of Zion, from this draft, are people going to look back and maybe regret not picking up a bit earlier?
RJ.
Yeah.
Yeah? You think that the Grizzlies should have taken him number two?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, RJ's not my kind of player. I feel like he's very underrated. I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. Obviously, he's at New York, so it might not be that kind of surprise.
Yeah.
But I feel like he's got potential to be a really good player. I think he'd be a memorable person in the draft more so than number two. Which is...
You've forgotten.
He's forgotten him already. Yeah. John Morant.
Morant, yeah. Morant is decent, but I don't know. I don't really... It doesn't excite me as much as other people. I feel like RJ is one to watch, definitely.
I only say it because I think he'll do really well at the Knicks, surprisingly. I don't think the Knicks will do really well.
Yeah.
I think he will do personally because of... We'll probably get into it anyway. Everything was unfolded. I think the extra pressure he might have had on of that, the Knicks are going to the finals. Now it's like, there's nothing going on at the Knicks. So I feel without that pressure, we saw it with Sexton last year, who had a good first year.
Yeah.
Because there was no pressure of the organization doing anything the year going into the season, I feel that will give him a little extra pep in his step.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I think the Pelicans did really well.
They put
that number four pick as well.
Yep.
And some more assets.
Yeah.
The Pelicans are interesting because I think the reason why we were saying it feels like it's been so long since the NBA Finals is within 36 hours of Toronto lifting the trophy, they weren't even a top news story anymore. The Los Angeles Lakers traded, finally, at long last, for Mr. Anthony Davis.
Traded everyone.
Lonzo, Ingram, Hart, the number four pick as well.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you make of the trade?
I was very surprised that they didn't ask for Kuzma.
Okay.
I felt like they could have got more.
Didn't the original offer had Kuzma, which they rejected?
Well, allegedly, I think. I don't know if it was confirmed.
Were you not surprised that they had Kuzma not in the deal at all, or would you have swapped someone out for Kuzma?
If I was New Orleans,
yeah.
I'm trying to get the most out of it, because we know that Lakers really want AD. I feel like it's smart on Lakers to keep Kuzma.
Yeah.
But then I feel like New Orleans, I don't think they'll regret it, but I feel like they could have just taken it and then used it.
I think out of the four up for grabs, including the free gone and Kuzma, that was the best one.
Yeah.
Well, Kuzma's the best out of all of them?
I think so. I think him or Lonzo are probably the best ones. And Kuzma, he was very on and off last year, but when he was on, he was like dropping 30 in games. Mm-hmm. He was doing really well.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel leaving him on the table and leaving him with the Lakers might have been a mistake. If they could have taken Ball, Kuzma, and left Hart and Ingram at the Lakers.
Because they were so set on picking Zion.
Yeah.
Kuzma and Zion play the same position.
Yeah.
So that's one thing you've got to factor in. Also, the other thing you've got to factor in is Kuzma's a little bit older than Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball. He's also a very bad defender, whereas Lonzo and Ingram have got a lot of potential on the defensive end. And I think Kuzma is very, I don't want to say overrated, but I think that people think he's just better than he is.
Bias, that's true.
Because you remember the memorable things in a basketball game, do you know what I mean? You remember him dropping 30, but you won't remember the guy's guarding dropping 35 on him.
That's true.
So, you know, I wouldn't be too annoyed if I was a New Orleans
fan. Yeah, I don't think it's a massive loss not to take him.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at what they have now, it looks great. Like, it looks amazing. Them getting JJ as well.
JJ Redick, that's a big move.
Exciting times.
Their Pelicans have still got Jrue Holiday. Do you think they keep him? Because David Griffin has talked about it still being his team.
Mm.
And Zion, it's not his team, he's a rookie, he's coming in to learn about the league.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think they keep hold of Jrue Holiday, or do you think they try and trade him as well?
I like Holiday, man. They trade him to Miami.
I think you'll see more in preseason. If Zion looks great in preseason, they might get rid of Holiday. But if he still looks like a rookie, then they'll keep him on for at least probably a year.
Okay, what's your expectation for New Orleans? Looking into next season, do you think they can make the playoffs, or do you think they'll bottom out, or how's it looking?
It's not mad to say they will make the playoffs. They might get eight or seven.
Ninth seed, yeah. I feel like they look promising, but I don't think they'll make it. There's just too many teams in the West.
It's going to be fun. They're definitely going to be fun.
It'll be exciting to watch.
I think
they'll be the most fun team to watch in the whole league.
Really?
Yeah. Who's going to be more fun to watch?
Lakers, baby.
All right, we'll talk about the Lakers. The Lakers currently have four players now, with the addition of Jared Dudley a few hours ago.
Mm-hmm.
They have four players signed to their roster.
Yeah.
The world awaits Kawhi Leonard's decision.
Mm-hmm.
Before we talk about Kawhi, let's talk a little bit about the Lakers.
Yeah.
What do you see happening with the Lakers then?
Oh, Lord.
Because at this point, most of the free agents who are out there have signed.
Yeah.
With teams.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking at a Lakers team with LeBron and AD, Kuzma, Alex Caruso, Jared Dudley.
Yeah.
Who else are they going to get? Say they miss out on Kawhi Leonard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who else is joining that team?
I'm not really worried about it. I feel like they want Kawhi. Without Kawhi, it would be a shame that they won't get as far. But with AD and LeBron alone, it's enough for them to get to the playoffs, probably even conference finals. I'm pretty confident on that.
I don't think they need to sign Kawhi.
I mean, they don't need to, but it'd be great.
I'm talking about. But you're saying who else?
I think they shouldn't.
It doesn't matter.
Who's playing point guard? Who's playing shooting guard?
I think they shouldn't sign Kawhi so they can fill out the rest of the roster.
But with who? I'm saying the point I'm making is.
Oh, you're saying we should pick.
Beverly signed a new deal. JJ Redick signed a new deal.
Danny Green went today as well.
Do you know what I mean? Like, all these players.
Utah, wasn't it? Was it Utah he went to?
No, that was Jeff Green.
Jeff Green. Green. Sorry, wrong Green.
But no, Jeff Green was on that Cleveland team.
So there we go. So
all these role players that you want to fill your roster out with have signed deals because they're not going to wait around.
Yeah.
So
is Bradley Beal still?
He's under contract in Washington.
Yeah.
So, and you've got nothing to trade Bradley Beal because you've given up all your pieces.
Yeah.
So the Lakers are in a position now is essentially Kawhi or bust.
I mean,
but it's not much of a bust.
But who do you think?
Is Rondo still through? They might have to re-sign the players they let go.
Rondo, Lance Stephenson, Michael Beasley.
Hey man, LeBron and AD, man. LeBron and AD. That's what I'm saying.
When we look at what they had last year, Rondo wasn't bad. He wasn't great, but wasn't bad.
Rondo was a liability defensively, which is interesting because he was an All NBA defender previously.
Who else is free? Danny Green free?
Yeah, but he'll go wherever Kawhi goes.
He'll go wherever Kawhi goes.
I'm not worried.
It is a lot of picking up of what's left. And as Ab said, you've got LeBron in AD.
Yeah, but you've got LeBron. How old is LeBron now?
Doesn't matter.
How many weeks did he miss with injury last season?
Doesn't matter.
How many weeks has Anthony Davis missed every single season he's been in the
league? Maybe that matters.
It's okay. It'll be alright. I think it'll be
fine. Do you see where I'm coming from?
I do. A lot of load management.
Even with Kawhi on load management, aging LeBron on load management, Anthony Davis frequently injured, I don't think it's a sure thing to put them in the finals or put them in the top of the West.
I think with...
No, I wouldn't say they're the top with just them two, but I think finals possibly.
With them two fit, can't look... Because it's difficult to look past them to get into the finals.
It's been a while since we've seen arrested LeBron Like, he's, I don't know what to expect from LeBron this season. I'm trying to think positive of it. I'm hoping that it's not how I used to think, that if he takes a break, then it's just going to, the age is just going to come gonna rolling catch him. In. However, LeBron is a magic man, so anything's possible.
Well,
Lakers, man.
The real magic man left the LA Lakers. Yeah. All the drama there. So let's talk a bit about free agency. We've touched on it here and there. We'll start with the biggest news. Kevin Durant.
I thought you were going to say Al Horford going to Phoenix.
We're not going to discuss my heartbreak right now. We're going to talk about Kevin Durant and D'Angelo Russell switching teams, and Kyrie Irving joining Kevin Durant
in
Brooklyn. I'm not sweating about
that. I'm sorry, man.
Don't worry, I'm not fussed.
You sure?
I'm all good. You're right. Got Kemba.
But not Al.
Yeah, that's a bigger loss to me, but we're not talking about me. We're talking about Kevin Durant and the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
Did you anticipate this move?
Yeah, I think...
Over the Knicks, over the Warriors, over the Lakers.
Well, I think it was a few episodes ago when I laughed at the Knicks and thinking, why does everyone keep calling it the Mecca? For Kevin Durant, especially with the injury, and Kyrie to go to the Knicks, it didn't make sense because it would be a year of Kyrie trying to save the Knicks. And we saw what happened at Boston, and you can only imagine that's going to happen again if he went to the Knicks and had to salvage the mess of the Knicks, respectively. So it made sense for them to go to the Nets. There was talk of Kyrie wanting to go back to Brooklyn. KD was talking about he wanted to leave anyway. So that made sense.
Okay, were you surprised that D'Angelo Russell opting to go back in a sign and trade to the Warriors?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where were you expecting him to land?
Lakers.
LA.
LA. I really thought he'd go to LA. Him going to Golden State, at first I was just like, how is that going to work? And I guess with Clay, he's injured at the moment.
Yeah, 5 to 7 months at least.
I guess it makes sense. But then...
There's talk of them trading him.
Yeah.
Oh, Russell.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I thought it was a really smart move because instead of losing their star player Kevin Durant for nothing, they've got a 23-year-old all-star in return.
Yeah.
So you can easily flip that. And even if you get a low-value trade, the pieces you get in return for D'Angelo... is still going to be better than zero in return.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, Golden State strike once again. Mm-hmm. I think it's a very underrated move that a lot of people have slept on because a 23-year-old All-Star holds considerable value in this league. Do you know what I mean? They can pick up some great pieces to retool that roster, run it back with Steph, Clay, and Draymond, the original three that they started with. So, people forget how good they were as well. Before Kevin Durant joined.
I think everyone's ruling him out because of Clay's injury.
Yeah.
Even if he makes it back in 5 months, you still need to get to the rhythm of the NBA.
I feel like Steph is going to have a scary season as well now that it's back to him basically leading the show.
I'm saying Steph MVP.
Yeah, I'd agree with you.
I'm calling that from now.
I feel like Steph is going to have a dangerous season.
I just want him... have you ever seen that theory? What if the Warriors just got all four players on their team to just stand like this around Steph? And just like slowly walk down the court and let him shoot. Like, there's nothing in the rule book stopping that.
There isn't.
So
there
if they just did that,
that's dead.
Walks
that's
him up. Happening. He was got 109.
If they keep D'Angelo, I think they can finish top four in the West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they'd definitely still be up there, even just because of Steph Curry's willpower alone. I think we saw. Like the greatness in him in the finals, when it was just him, like he was working his ass off, he looked amazing, and I just think it's going to be scary with Steph having it all together. And when Clay does come back, then it's like, especially if D'Angelo and Curry somehow make it work,
it's gonna be scary,
like another splash bro, then
very scary.
I don't know, it's crazy. It's just that the size,
the lack of defense,
the lack of size,
I mean, kind of a worry. They didn't play no defense in much of the finals, so it doesn't matter.
That's why they lost.
I mean, they lost, but you're not gonna play Kawhi Leonard every week. It would be enough to get them to a playoff position.
Okay, the Western Conference is looking strong, but looking out of the East, you guys are Heat fans. I want to get your take.
Wow, Jimmy Miami Butler
in Miami. I think Ibby called it a few weeks ago on the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me reactions.
We're gonna go all the way.
Where's it? Where are we going? Oh, playoffs.
Yeah,
that's it. Where are we going?
First stop, the playoffs.
Even your boy don't know where.
If we pick up more pieces on the way, then East Conference, and even the pieces are sweet, we're winning it.
All right, so you got rid of your boy Hassan Whiteside.
Finally,
he's gone to Portland.
Yeah,
that is definitely your boy, Hassan Whiteside. I like that move for Portland.
I do.
You know, Nurkic gets to recover.
I do.
He's no longer the best player on the team. So
he has to do some work.
But so that leaves you guys with what? Dragic, Olynyk, Butler.
Dragic has gone to Dallas.
Yeah.
That's not confirmed.
It's not confirmed yet?
No.
Are you sure?
It's not confirmed because they're debating. There was a miscommunication in the original trade of whether it was Richardson or Dragic or someone else. Or it might have been Jones Jr. So they haven't actually agreed to that yet.
Okay.
We'll see on July the 6th how it works out.
I would like for Dragic to leave also.
I would like him to go to Dallas.
Yeah.
Because him and Luka are both the only two Slovenian players in the NBA.
Yeah.
Mm. And when Slovenia play World Tournaments, they actually share a room. They're like best mates. Okay,
so that'll be good for Brown. Very good for Dallas. Makes the West even more scarier.
Hey, man, Dallas have a plan. They're going to change the NBA, man.
So what pieces are you going to put around Jimmy Butler on this apparent road to the playoffs?
This is my thing as well. Obviously, I'm not the biggest Jimmy fan, as everyone knows.
Don't worry, by Christmas.
I'll just be quiet. But I don't know what happens next, because for me, like Jimmy's just a player for me. I just feel like, what do you want? I don't know what he wants. And him going to Miami is great, but does he want to like get there, lead the team to the finals? Is he doing it for the money? Is he doing it just to like be the number one guy? Or did Dwayne Wade, you know what I mean, just take over Dwayne Wade's spot because Miami's free at the moment? Yeah,
it doesn't look like a winning thing. It looks like
I just don't know what the plan is.
His whole thing was, I want to win. Get me out of Minnesota, I want to win. He gets to a contending team, and he trades in to become the seventh seed in the East.
Well, this is the thing.
If that.
Pat Riley might have pitched something great to him and had a strong plan, which is under the go.
He's quite good friends with Dwayne Wade.
Yeah.
They obviously played in Chicago together. There's no income tax in the state of Florida. So, you know, a max contract.
That's all of it.
It's a relaxing position.
Max contracts, chilling on the beach.
He's on a team that has no high expectations.
No one cares what he does. Which I would respect if he didn't try and bully the Timberwolves and say, I'm all about winning and try and be that guy. When he's clearly not that guy.
I think maybe Miami do have a plan and they might be trying to go for Bradley Beal.
You think? Maybe. What assets do they have that you think Washington would be attracted to?
Yeah, Eric Spoelstra.
You're going to send your coach.
We'll just keep going back with a new list every day until they say yes.
Just begging.
We keep saying, what about this? What about this?
At the doorstep.
I feel Miami must have a plan for Jimmy Butler to sign, especially after he did bully his way out of Timberwolves to say he wants to win. And to leave Philly when it went to Game 7 with the NBA champions doesn't make sense to leave unless you're actually going somewhere with a plan.
To be fair, him leaving Philly makes sense only because they're rubbish.
And they took the champions to Game 7.
Yeah, but Jimmy did. In my opinion, I feel like Jimmy to lead that team when he originally wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like it's another situation where Jimmy's, in his mind, I'm too good for this team and I'm not getting that recognition that I want. It's not my team. So he's left again.
So why go to Miami?
Because, like you said, there's a lot of benefits in Miami. Yeah. And Miami don't have high expectations and he can still be seen as, it depends on if the Miami fans take him as number one or love him, but there's no one else there for us to be like, oh, it's not Jimmy's team, it's Bam's Dion team. Waiters' team. It's Bam's team. No one's going to say
no
that.
One's saying that.
And we all know that he's great.
I'm going to say it.
And we all know he's great friends with Wade, so it makes, you know what I mean? It makes sense. Wade's like, yeah, come through.
Have a good time.
So I don't know what's going to happen for Miami. I need to see, I just need to see it. I don't know.
See what the plan is.
But I feel like we will maybe make like 8th seed or 7th.
Maybe. I'm going top 4. I'm going top 4.
You're going top 4?
I'm going top 4 in the East.
Top 4?
Yeah, top 4 in the East. Oof.
It is 6:38 in the evening. How are you this drunk already, my friend? Well, the Sixers have lost Jimmy Butler, but they have gained the greatest player of all time, Mr. Al Horford.
The who?
Mr. Al Horford. The
he's,
GOAT.
He's the greatest underrated player, I'd say.
Yeah.
Like, not talked about.
What?
Tim
Duncan?
Tim Duncan was never underrated. Tim Duncan, he was
always known as great, though.
No, but he's
and underrated. He was talked about.
When I say underrated, is
now I'm just taking away from
the casual fan on the street. Fair. Would doesn't not know have who, heard about him. But he's gone to Philly. They've also got Richardson out of Miami.
That's amazing.
I think a lot of people are sleeping on Richardson because that kid can hoop. He's going to take a big step up this year.
Yeah.
What do you think of Philly now?
They could get top 3 seeds in the East.
Well, yeah, that would be expected.
I mean, that should be expected. I think it'll be a solid 3 as well. Won't we just be like last day finish? They should be challenging to get at least the East Conference final. that should be the
I can see it as well. Staple. I mean, grabbing Al Horford just changes the whole dynamic, because with Ben Simmons and Embiid being useless when it matters, you have someone like Al Horford who brings in the leadership, who can give you the
Tobias
shot.
Tobias re-signed.
Yeah, Tobias re-signed as well. And I guess Tobias is definitely starting now.
Yeah.
So it's like you have the shooters, you have leadership, you have, like, I feel like Tobias and Al Horford are players that can give you a shot that you need, that you never thought you needed when it matters. Defensively as well, you have Richardson with the energy. He's a good shooter as well. Hopefully Ben Simmons may learn to shoot a bit.
Listen, my friend,
maybe.
I almost see it as addition by subtraction.
Yeah.
In the sense that Jimmy Butler came to that team, and as you said, it was very much him.
Yeah.
Whereas now Tobias is going to have more of the ball. He's going to be able to get more shots off. Like, Simmons and Embiid aren't going to have Jimmy Butler screaming at them, telling them that they're rubbish, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So I think, for me, as it stands right now, if Kawhi is to leave the Raptors...
It's Philly's to take, yeah.
The East is wide open, and Philly will be the winners of the Eastern Conference.
Will you both agree that they're better than Milwaukee by far?
No, not by far. I think it's quite level, but I think with Milwaukee, we saw it in the finals, they can just throw it away.
And here's the other thing with Milwaukee is they've just lost Brogdon.
Yeah.
Who's gone to Indiana, who are looking very strong. They've also lost Mirotić, who's gone to Barcelona.
Yeah.
I love that move.
Listen,
he's got the bag,
and he's living
playing with Messi.
Yeah, playing with Messi.
he's gone to Barcelona. They've given Chris Middleton, in my opinion, what is too much money for Chris Middleton to make.
It's way too much money. Yeah, it makes no sense. I'll explain it.
After 1 year.
Was it 175?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was 186.
Well, I don't know.
But the reason why they had to is because they have to show Giannis that they want to compete.
Yeah, it's
a long-term play so that Giannis don't leave.
Okay, but Middleton's actually not that good.
Yep.
He had a great season.
But in terms of like elite shooters in the NBA,
no,
but he's actually not that good.
But it's the way the salary cap works, right? Is if you are currently on my team, I can exceed the salary cap to pay you. But if I'm paying Aaron, who's not on my team already,
it'll be less.
I can't pay him. I can only pay him what's under the salary cap. So yeah, they gave 186 to Middleton. They couldn't have given that 186 to any other free agent.
But why would you want to?
Because, well,
do you see what I'm saying? There's
better players. They could have won for someone else and got rid of him. Oh,
but they would have had to.
They can't promise the same.
They would have to move all it. They got Brook Lopez back, which is solid. How are you feeling? Do you think they'll be the runaway number one seed? Because I think last season they took a lot of people by surprise as well. So a lot of people weren't prepared for Milwaukee to be that good. I think now everyone knows what's in store.
I think I still wouldn't be shocked if they got number one. I think it'd be as good as they were last year.
I think Boston might
do what?
Number one. Might be number one.
Number one where? In their little subdivision.
Nah, man, they got Tatum. Oh, and Kemba Walker.
Fair.
Kemba Walker is a big deal.
I don't think it's enough for number one, though.
I feel like it's exciting times for Boston, personally, because you have a player that is not as good as Kyrie, but he's not far off. But he doesn't have that attitude that Kyrie has. He doesn't come with the whole hype around him and, oh, I'm my own person kind of thing. Kemba's here to play the game.
Yep.
That is big for Boston, because Boston's always been about team, family, and then you have the two young players in Tatum and Brown.
Yeah.
Those two boys but those two guys are like extremely, like the potential is just out there.
Yep. But now we have to see, was the first year a fluke or was it just Kyrie messing everything up?
I'm pretty sure it was Kyrie.
I think it was Kyrie, but now we have to see it.
And you still have Gordon Hayward as well.
Except for we have no good big men at all.
Yet.
On the roster.
Yet.
Who are we going to get? There's no good big men left.
Big Baby Davis.
Big Baby Davis. I would love it if Big Baby came out.
Big Baby comes back. Yeah, that's the only thing, but I think that could
be. We signed Ennis Kanter on a 2-year deal.
You got Kanter?
It's not bad.
You got Kanter?
It's not bad.
If I was you, I'd be gassed.
What do you mean?
I like Kanter.
He can't play defense.
He's got heart.
Yeah, but
I'm pissed that we traded Baines.
He's at war with a country, so that man is tough as nails.
I'm not involved in the politics, but one thing I am involved in is laughing at the New York Knicks.
Yeah.
So the New York Knicks, Zion, AD, KD, Kyrie, Kawhi, anyone on the planet they wanted to sign, the New York Knicks and Elfrid Payton have agreed to a 2-year, $16 million contract. The New York Knicks and Wayne Ellington have agreed to a 2-year, $16 million
golden contract. Golden arm. Wayne Ellington. That's
golden
a king.
Golden arm. That's a king. Shooter.
The Give New that man his respect.
The New York Knicks and Julius Randle have agreed to a 3-year, $63 million contract.
He's got hops.
New York Knicks and Taj Gibson. These are not the names that New York Knicks fans were ready to hear this summer.
No.
Not only have they not got the guys they wanted to get, they've gone out and got a bunch of random guys.
Yeah.
So, for me, if I was the Knicks, I've got all this cap space, no one wants to play for me. That's cool. I'll keep building around my young guys. But with this cap space, I'm not going to go out and pay random guys. I'm going to say to other teams, look, you lot have got terrible contracts. Dump your contracts on me and just give me a few draft picks.
Yeah.
So you see, like, the Mo Harkless trade. You know, Portland wanted to shift his salary. He's ended up with the Clippers.
Mm-hmm.
I would have said, yo, give me a first round pick. I'll pay him on my roster. That's what they should have done. Instead, they paid over $100 million for four front court players when two of their best prospects, Mitchell Robinson and Kevin Knox, are in the front court. So where are they getting their minutes from?
Positionless basketball. I think with the New York Knicks, none of it makes sense because what you said, yeah, it's a smart way. Just keep building up first rounds and then go from there. But they have a history of not being trusted with first round
picks. They don't have a plan. New York Knicks will never have a plan.
The plan, they only had one plan. It was Kyrie, KD to come. And that went up in flames when, unfortunately, KD's Achilles went.
But I don't think so.
I still think...
Because he still signed for the Nets.
But I still think it was...
Like, the Nets... The difference between the Knicks and the Nets, like, for KD, I would understand that point if he re-signed in Golden State.
Yeah.
The fact that he still left and went to a different team...
Exactly.
...is irrelevant.
No, I'm saying it because it seemed like he was only going to go where Kyrie was going. They were going together.
Yeah.
So, I can't see Kyrie Irving going to the Knicks in the state they are, waiting a year for KD. I can see him going to the Nets because they're still a playoff team. Who might not win it, might only go first round, but
they're
still.
They're kind of barely a playoff team.
This Nets team.
It's more than the Knicks.
This Nets team, right? You take out D'Lo.
Yeah.
You put in Kyrie. Are they better or worse?
In my opinion.
I said the Nets team.
In my opinion, worse.
They're worse.
Because Kyrie has to deal with the work, basically, and Kyrie's not going to do that.
Just because.
However, they got DeAndre.
Yeah, well, that's a plus, but similar to how...
He was on the Knicks.
They've got Jarrett Allen, right? Young, big man, great at blocking shots. Why have you got DeAndre Jordan in? Like, I understand why, because he's really good friends with Kevin Durant, and they needed him to convince Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
But I wouldn't give him minutes over Jarrett Allen.
It's one of those...
rotation.
With the Nets, I feel they are going to be a worse of a team, only because what we saw happen with Kyrie and the Celtics. And I think it's kind of similar in terms of you've got this chemistry of not... There's not a superstar there. D'Lo was a rising star, and it wasn't.
He was like the Isaiah Thomas equivalent.
Yeah, so now Kyrie's come, and it's going to be like year two of the Celtics, where is promised, but everyone's going to be sad.
We could be wrong.
He could learn.
He could learn,
and also Boston don't have history, so there's not much expectations.
Nets don't have history.
I mean, sorry.
Yeah, look at him.
Apologies, Brooklyn.
I accept your apology.
Brooklyn don't have history.
Yeah,
this is a new. It's a new team. They're here for a good time. That could be perfect for Kyrie as well.
Yeah.
Whereas with Boston, they have expectations, and I don't think he was able to handle it.
Can I just say, yeah, Jay-Z is officially the greatest of all time.
Oh, we knew that.
Yeah. Remember when I said, you don't remember this because I didn't know you back then, but...
I followed you. Hoop Genius.
I'm sure I mentioned this like a few months ago on a podcast, right? When they signed KD to Roc Nation Sports.
You did.
Do you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, for him to start an agency, the first big athlete he signed was Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
For him to start the agency, because it's a conflict of interest, he had to sell his shares in the Brooklyn Nets.
Mm-hmm.
So he sold his shares, started Roc Nation Sports, signed Kevin Durant. Now he signed Kyrie Irving to Roc Nation, and they're both at the Brooklyn Nets. Like, that's long-term planning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, Jay-Z has planned this long-term better than any GM in the NBA has.
Well, he said it years ago that New York is open. Soon as the Nets came to Brooklyn, he's like, it's open now. It's open game.
The Nets are the team in New York.
Yeah, and they have been for the last few years.
I think it's going to stay that way.
I think they have been since they moved to Brooklyn.
Yeah.
So
even when they had KG and Paul Pierce.
That, exactly.
Yeah, it says a lot about the Knicks. Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, they're always more fun to watch.
Yeah, maybe Knicks can get like Melo back or something.
Melo and JR back. Relive the glory. See if Jeremy Lin's on a free agent one.
I think, listen, one of those three will end up in LA and one will end up in New York.
Who's going to LA?
Listen, we don't know.
Melo.
Probably Melo.
Yeah. He was going to go to LA if they made the playoffs.
Mm.
If LeBron didn't get injured, he would have played for the Lakers in the playoffs.
Really?
Yep. Interesting. Per sources.
Per sources.
So that's that. Which other moves have you liked? Personally, I like Utah.
Yes.
Bogdanovic, yeah, Conley.
Strong.
I'm liking looking at that. What other teams are you impressed with?
We touched on it. I did like Kemba to Brooklyn.
Boston,
sorry.
It's the bees, man.
I did like that. It was good for him because I thought he was going to stay in Santa Supermax.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And that would have been hell.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's good that a player of that talent is going to go to a playoff team.
Yep.
And you know, we don't like to see Mo happy, but it gives them a chance to win.
I know we pick on you, but I do like Boston.
You don't pick on me. You're making man sound like a victim, bro. I mean, you try and run jokes because your team is hopeless.
It's not really trying.
I mean, we'll both go home and win nothing, so it's fine.
Except our team's got 17 trophies in the cabinet, so it's a bit different. Yeah. But yeah, carry on.
You weren't alive for much
of them. As you were saying.
Yeah, we were. Another team for me. Derrick Rose going to Pistons. I like it.
Do you like it for Derrick Rose do you like it for the Pistons?
For Derrick Rose.
Yeah,
because
I need him to have something.
Because I saw people say he should go to a playoff team, and I was like, so everyone forgot what happened at the Cavs. I don't think it works. I think him going to a eighth seed team where you can actually have a playoff run is great. Yeah,
Blake Griffin as well.
Yeah, not a winning team.
Drummond as well. That could be. It'll be exciting. It'll be good for a bit. It's a nice team to watch.
Imagine prime D Rose and prime Blake playing together. That would have been some special.
That would be trouble for a lot of the league.
That would. What other moves? Any other moves that have caught your eye? The end of the Tobias Harris and Boban Marjanovic bromance, as Boban has just signed in Dallas.
Yeah.
They got rid of him.
Yeah. He's a free agent. Oh. They didn't re-up his contract. So the best memes in the NBA will be coming to an end.
Dallas is actually kind of heavy set. They're kind of
Dallas are looking nice, you know.
Dallas are looking good.
I don't think New Orleans are going to make it, you know.
You don't?
Nah.
Who do you think will finish higher, Dallas or New Orleans?
Dallas.
With a healthy Porzingis, Luka. Dallas. I'm liking the
start. Is he fit for the start of the season?
I'm not too sure. It depends on how the rest of the summer goes.
If he can be fit for the majority of the season, I see Dallas higher than New Orleans. Yeah, because New Orleans will just be fun, where Dallas look like they've got they got a plan.
Let's say if Zion just had a rubbish season or a rubbish start, are Pelicans still favourable to people's eyes? Like, let's say Zion just doesn't get it in the first year.
No.
With everyone else they have, are they still a team to watch?
Well, I think that depends purely on Brandon Ingram, because for years we've been hearing about his potential. And we've seen flashes of his potential.
Yeah. Mm.
But he could be a Kevin Durant, not as good as Kevin Durant, but a Kevin Durant type player. He's tall, he gets to the rack, he can shoot it as well.
Yeah.
So I think it depends on the development of him and Lonzo.
Yeah.
I want Lonzo to have a really good season.
Yep.
Well, he's out of spotlight. No more big baller brand, no more LA media and whatnot.
Good for him.
I think it would be good. Especially he's gone with his boys as well.
Yeah.
It's not like he's just been traded on his own. He's there with like two of his boys.
Which I think would help. Yeah, I think it'd help all three of them, mainly Ingram and Lonzo, get to the next level.
Yep.
I feel being out of the LA of, okay, we're the next Lakers. That's gone. You don't have to worry about that anymore. No BBB around, as you said. And there's not really much expectations at New Orleans. I don't think they're expected to do anything.
No, I think that's why it's a good fit. Especially his passing ability and Zion's dunking ability.
Yeah. Just Zion.
It's going to be off the scale, bruv.
Would you say they're better than Clippers?
No. Mm. I wouldn't. Like, Clippers, you got like Patrick Beverley locked down. Mm-hmm. They re-signed him. Lou Will.
Mm-hmm.
The Lou Will's contract is possibly the worst contract I've seen in my life. Not for the team, but for him.
Mm.
This man is only making $8 million a year.
Eight million
a year.
And Middleton's making
Terry Rozier's making double.
Oh yeah, Terry's gone.
Terry's gone to the Charlotte Hornets.
I like that.
He's making double. I like that for Boston because he's gone.
I guess that must be like a sacrifice.
Well, I don't know why he's
sacrificing. When did he sign the contract?
It's a 3-year deal. He's in the second year of his deal now. And the Clippers have guaranteed his money for the final year. And it had no player option, no nothing. His agent, whoever's Lou Will's agent, needs to be fired with immediate effect.
When did they change all of the boards and everything when they change everyone up top for Clippers?
Oh, that was years ago. Steve Ballmer bought it.
I was wondering if it was recent, maybe he was like pitched a plan.
I think maybe
they pitched Kawhi.
Luma's always been so relaxed. I think it's because
he's played for so many teams. Yeah. He likes LA. Maybe he just wants to stay.
Yeah,
big hometown discount.
But I feel like he could get so much more.
Yeah, definitely. He could easily get 20 mil a year.
Yeah,
Lou was a legit player. In other news, aside from the chaos that's free agency and trades and whatnot, before we actually move on, right? Kawhi.
Yeah.
Where does he play the first game of next season?
I think he stays in Toronto.
LA! Okay.
Why not?
I'm staying Toronto too.
I think he stays at least... I think...
It's cold up there, you know.
I know, but I think he should stay at least 1 year in LA. Not LA, you know, Toronto. And then move somewhere else.
It's not your day to day, bro.
I know. I think he should stay 1 year in Toronto, see if they can win it back to back, and then move on if they can't.
I think if he does stay, this is the ultimate troll move, making the Lakers wait, not signing anyone,
true,
just so enough to see LeBron in the finals.
Listen,
yeah.
If he stays in Toronto, I can't look past Toronto not going back to back.
Repeating. I'm sure you got winning the trophy next summer. Yeah, you think they get Kawhi and then win it?
Hey, man, I just want to see LeBron back again, man. I'm excited. Whatever LeBron does, I'm sticking with it.
Fair play.
I want it to be LA, Toronto. But I think he's going to stay.
I think this is the most open season coming up.
Absolutely.
Since, I'm going to say 2007.
So if Kawhi stays at Toronto, though, are they better than the Sixers?
I feel you're going to have... You're gonna have a squad full of players who are more hungry, and have belief. Before they didn't have the belief.
They got a target on their back now.
They do have a target on their back, but they also have Android number two.
And also, if
that's a fair point.
You think Pascal will still perform high like he did?
Pascal will get better.
Yeah,
he'll get better.
He'll get much better.
Confident.
Yeah,
I don't think it'll be as much of a highlight because the jumping level won't be as big, but I still be good. Van Vliet, that's the man.
That's the king.
That's the king right there. And Kyle Lowry, what he showed in Game 6, I think he proved everyone who doubted him wrong. He can do it.
Still early.
I'm not putting money on Kyle Lowry doing that back-to-back.
I genuinely think it was a mental block every time
I'd be surprised to see him do it back-to-back.
I think it was every time he saw LeBron James, he was just shook.
LeBron's back.
Yeah, but not in the East.
Hey.
So now he's got past it and won a ring. I think he's going to have newfound confidence.
You guys are so lucky KD's not playing next season. Because if KD and Kyrie was to start together...
That's the East done.
You think?
It's
the Nets LA final.
You think?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He's that good.
Yeah, and it's not a question of talent. It's a question of, will that team work? Because Kyrie left Cleveland because he wanted to be the man. So is he now accepting he's not the man?
Absolutely.
And he's going to go play under KD? And how long is it going to take for him to get pissed off again?
Oh, 2 years.
That people are treating him like a kid. And especially when he gets so comfortable doing his thing without KD, trying to reintegrate KD back into that team. So it's not a question of talent. The talent undoubtedly is there. The question is over chemistry and fit. As we saw in Boston this season, is nothing's guaranteed.
Oh, I don't think it'd last any more than 2 years. I think they'll have one great year and one bad year.
I think Kyrie's going to retire in 2 or 3 years.
Oh yeah, said that before. He's that type of character.
He's gonna retire and move to the mountains.
He's a different guy.
He said it himself as well. He's on different priorities. But before we go, some kind of off the court, not quite off the court. This week in Athens, we had the Giannis sneaker dropping. Greek Freak ones. I don't know if you've seen them. As you can see, the Freak hoodie.
Yeah.
Not sponsored. Please sponsor. But what do you make of the sneakers anyway?
I actually haven't seen them.
You haven't seen them?
I won't even lie. I haven't seen them.
Don't mind them.
I like them. Reverse swoosh. Them.
Yeah.
Different colorways.
It's pretty cool.
It's a different look.
Oh, they look good. Thanks, man, off camera. They look good.
They look good. Modeled on the Kobe, which is what he usually wears.
Yeah, you know, I like Kobe. Love some Kobe.
They now did some really cool stuff for the launch. They put a basketball hoop on the top of Mount Olympus in Greece.
Oh, that's sick.
Mad.
So they're putting their bets on him to be the winner next year.
Yeah. Who you got MVP next year? I said Steph earlier, so I might have to back.
I was going to do that as well. But if, just to go against you, I'll say Kawhi.
Okay. I don't think he'll win regular season MVP because of load management.
Wait, no, let me take that back. Westbrook.
Kemba.
Westbrook. Kemba.
Kemba.
I like that.
I don't.
Obviously, we don't like it because it makes him happy. But I feel...
Nah, I don't think Kemba's got season MVP.
So none of you want to back Jimmy Butler for this?
Who?
Jimmy Butler? Miami Heat?
Nah, it's a team game.
I need to watch. I don't know. I don't know Jimmy. I don't know.
I think Kemba, because what he's shown at Charlotte added to the strength of Boston, I think he'll just go to the next level.
I look forward to seeing that.
You're not going to win it, but...
I'd be very he'll be top five.
Never say never.
Never say never.
But I don't think he'll win.
It is what it is. We'll never say never. But what I do look forward to seeing is seeing all you guys at home subscribing to the channel so that you never miss another episode of the Talking Points podcast. Thank you for joining us again today. We'll be back in 2 weeks' time for another episode.
Yes.
Make sure you drop your comments down below if you're watching on YouTube to have your questions answered on our new show, A&E, where we answer anything and everything that you guys want to know about the NBA. Make sure you give it a thumbs up, subscribe, stay tuned, and as always, keep it 24 swish.